الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلاة الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذريته وأهل بيته ومن تبعهم بإحسان ومن دعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين أما بعد قال الله تعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم صدق الله العظيم. Most respected brothers, elders, and honorable listeners, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us all another beautiful year which commenced yesterday. Today is the 2nd of Muharram, second day of our new Islamic year, 1447. This has to be amended. My dear brothers, if you look into the annal of the history of Islam, this day reminds us of many, many incidents. Some took place before Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some took place after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, one of the significance of this month is that it's one of the four sacred months in Islam. Ashhurul Hurum. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says that this month is the month of Allah. This month is the month of Allah. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says there is no fasting that is more beloved to Allah after Ramadan but in the month of Muharram. One of the very famous incident that happened in this month was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He safeguarded, He protected Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from the tyranny of Fir'aun. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mention in the Quran is more than 130 times. The amount of time Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned in the Quran, no other prophet is mentioned. From birth till the destruction of Fir'aun, then further on when they went into the desert and how Allah assisted, how Allah tested the Banu Israel and so forth. But an amazing part of this incident, my dear brothers, which is a lesson and something that is a source of encouragement for all of us. Now picture yourself, Allah is telling Musa alayhi salatu salam to leave Egypt with his men, with Banu Israel. No arms. The materialistic asbab and resources are next to zero. Weak. Minimum resources or no resources. So he leaves during the portion of the night. Fir'aun finds out. Now he comes with his army, armed to teeth. Armed to teeth. Enormous army. With all the resources. Picture this with today's scenario as well, as an individual and as a collective ummah. So they run and they run and they run until they come to the Red Sea. Now the Banu Israel are frustrated. They're scared. فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْجَمَعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. Now in front they see at the back the Fir'aun and his army are getting closer and closer and closer. So the people and Banu Israel, the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْجَمَعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. They said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that the army is behind us and the Red Sea is in front of us. We are now caught. We are now in great trouble.
there will be nothing but destruction, there will be nothing but bloodshed, what can we do? Apparently, there is no rescue. Apparently, there is no passage. They don't have ships, they don't have boats that they can board. Nothing. Look at the belief and the yaqeen in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. What did he say? Kalla, never. Inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. Allah is with me, He will guide me. My dear brothers, this is a big lesson for you and I. We all go through difficult times, hard situations in life, financial crisis, social problems, family issues, issues with people around us, work. We can't afford to live a life with today's expense. Kalla inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. Remember this. This phrase of Musa alayhi salam. This phrase with conviction and belief of Musa alayhi salam in Allah. Never, don't even think about this. Lo and behold, inna ma'iya rabbi, Allah is with me. Sayahdeen, He will guide me. What happened after that? Allah's help came instantly, brothers. فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ أَنِ اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ. Now Allah Ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salatu salam, okay, your conviction and belief is in me, now follow my instructions. أَنِ اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ. Strike your staff on the stone. Illogic. What will striking a staff on a stone do? How will that aid? How will that assist? How will that get rid of the army of Fir'aun? There is a lesson to learn, brothers. Musa alayhi salatu salam, without a second thought, he carried out the hukam of Allah, regardless if it's within his intellect or not, regardless if it's logical or not, regardless if it makes sense or not, it's the hukam of Allah. Without any if or buts, he strike the rock with his staff. What do we learn from this? Many a times, brothers, we fall into situations, hardships. What do? We use our intellect. That the solution of my problem lies here. The solution of my issue lies here. Habibi, what does Allah tell you to do? Hey, will that work? If I do my salat, will my salat solve my issues? If I give sadaqah, will my sadaqah solve my issues? If I stop my bad habits, if I stop my immorality, if I stop the sins and the vices and the transgressions that I have violated against Allah, will that solve my problem? We have a doubt. This is not going to solve my problem. My steps to the masjid is not going to solve my issue. Exactly the same we think, my dear brothers. If Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would have thought the same, it would have been a different story. But him being the Nabi of Allah, the yaqeen in the dhat of Allah, even though the hukam is khilafi qiyas, even though the hukam is against logic, Allah says, Ya Musa, anidhil bi'asaq al-hajar. Immediately he did it. What happened? Fanfajarat. The rock, it split. And Allah created 12 paths for the Banu Israel. My dear brothers, what did Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam say when he was catapulted into the fire? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is enough for us. He's the best of the supporter, best of the helper. His aid is the aid, His help is the help. And when Allah helps, my dear brothers, when Allah comes, how? When? That is the knowledge of Allah. Never become despondent. My dear brothers, looking at another angle from the story of Musa alayhi salatu salam. Remember, they were oppressed. Banu Israel were the people that were oppressed by Fir'aun. Despite the fact they were oppressed, Musa alayhi salatu salam says and addresses his people, وَقَدْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Yani he's saying to his own people who were oppressed, that you may be oppressed, وَقَدْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ but you wrong your own self as well. Ajib. Yani, Banu Israel is oppressed. Fir'aun is a tyrant. He is oppressing them. Musa alayhi salam is saying to his own people, even though you are oppressed, but you are also oppressors. وَقَدْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِإِتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ you have wronged your own self as you have made an animal into your Lord and you worship. We learn a lesson from this, brothers. Many a times, we think that we are mazloom. In whatever situation, as an individual or as a collective, but we forget the fact that we are also zalim. And remember, the rule of Allah is, the sunnah of Allah is, Allah's help is never with a zalim. Allah's help is never with the wrongdoer until he repents, he does tawbah, he does istighfar, and he changes the path and the pattern and the fashion of the lifestyle that he has adopted. How do we wrong ourselves? My dear brothers, we wrong ourselves by not submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we forget our own self and other zulm that has been done over us that is highlighted. I am zalim sometimes on my own self. Let me give you an incident. Some time ago, the people of Iraq came to Ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Umar. People of Iraq came to him. And they said to him, we want to ask you a mas'ala. Okay, what mas'ala do you want to ask? They asked him about damul ba'udha. What is the hukam about the blood of a mosquito if it falls on your body or your clothes? Does your body become napak? Does your clothes become napak? The blood of a mosquito. According to Imam Abu Hanifa, the blood of a mosquito is pak as it's not flowing. It's not flowing blood. Abdullah ibn Umar asked them, where do you come from? You seem to be so diligent. You seem to be so specific. You seem to be so careful about your taharat. That you're concerned about the blood of a mosquito, which is very little, that comes on your body or your clothes. Wow, where do you come from? They said, we come from Iraq. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu took a deep breath and he said, Allahu Akbar. You've forgotten the blood of Hussein and you are concerned about the blood of a mosquito? You have forgotten the blood of Hussein and you are concerned about the blood of the mosquito? What does that mean? Many a times, brothers, we forget the zulm we have done on our own self, which is high in its volume, and then we fall into petty, petty things. And remember, until we don't leave the zulm that we have done on our own selves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his help will never come. Umar bin Abdul Aziz was an amazing individual in the annals of the history. In fact, he would have been the fifth Khalifa had it been. The honesty, the truthfulness, the adl, the justice that he had, mashallah, spread during the time of his era. When people used to come to him and they used to praise him, oh Umar, you are like this, you are like this. He used to fall into a panic. He used to fall into a panic. He used to have fits. He used to start shaking. He used to say, why shaking? We're only praising you. Okay, yes, you're praising me. But I remember one incident in my life. What was that? Okay, when Walid was the governor, I was instructed to assassinate Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And I had to assassinate in cold blood. I had to assassinate him and kill him in cold blood. I remember that one incident. This is why I panic. What if Allah asks me on that incident on the day of Qiyamah? My dear brothers, whenever we feel bloated, whenever we go high, and we think of all the good we have done, remember and go back. Bring back your memories. Let me bring back my memories. Think about the evil I have done in the past. Think about the vices I have committed in the past. Ponder over them. That will calm us down. That will bring our ego down. That will bring our bloatedness down. And inshallah, that will encourage and motivate us to do more good. And allow us to repent more. Because we have highlighted that one wrong we have done. Remember that, brothers. This is zulm. The day of Muharram reminds us of zulm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has made the year into 12 months. Inna iddat ash-shuhuri 'inda Allah 12 shahran. Allah has made this year into 12 months. Minha arba'atun hurum. There are four sacred months. Dhilqada, Dhilhijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. ذلك الدين القيم. This is a straight path, Allah says. Then what does Allah say after that? فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not wrong yourself during these 4 months. As much as our ibadat, its reward and its merits are increased in these 4 months, the sins are also increased in its volume during these 4 months. My dear brothers, repent of the wrong and from the wrong we have done. Start this month with a fresh slate. Dua and istighfar. Be committed to what we owe to Allah and what we owe to the people. My 5-time namaz, my 5-time salat can never be missed. Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Fajr is early. Remember, more pain, more gain. The more I give my body the pain for the sake of ita'at of Allah and His Rasul, I will gain proportionately. Isha is late. It's difficult. Jannat is not earned with ease, brothers. Jannat is earned with hardship. Al-haqqu thiqlun. Every haqq is a burden. Meaning, every haqq is difficult. But once we inculcate the habit, Allah will give us that divine guidance to stick on it and to carry it out for the rest of our life. But we have to have that willpower. And be optimistic and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do the dhikr of Allah on a daily basis. Hymn the glory of Allah. My fingers will speak on the day of Qiyamah. Use your fingers to praise Allah, to count. Your tongue will talk and speak for you or against you. My ears will speak for me or against me. My feet will speak, my thighs will speak for me or against me on the day of Qiyamah. Then I will say, that person will say to his own limbs, I did it for you. I did it for your enjoyment. Why are you witnessing against me today? But my dear brothers, on that day, these sort of false claims will not be accepted. Fafirru ila Allah. Run towards Allah, my dear brothers. Continue with the dhikr of Allah to the best of our ability. Read the third kalima. Read durood upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Do istighfar excessively. The rights we owe to the people, pay those rights, brothers. Have love and affection and compassion to the humanity at large. Not just the Muslims, humanity at large. People today, my dear brothers, they are thirsty of akhlaq. They are thirsty of love. They are thirsty of sympathy and empathy. Inculcate this beautiful akhlaq. Make this year the best of the year. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the ease. And especially may Allah Ta'ala give ease to our Muslim brothers and sisters who are suffering in Gaza. Amin ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah.
Inshallah, the 10th of Muharram will fall on Saturday, 5th of July. 10th of Muharram will fall on Saturday, 5th of July. There are two noble deeds to carry out during this day. One is fasting, which will expiate and delete the minor sins of the previous year. And the second noble deed is to spend freely on one's family. It has been narrated that Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Man wassa Allahu ala iyalihi yawma ashura, wassa Allahu alayhi fi sa'iri sanatihi." A person who spends freely on his family on the day of Ashura, Allah will give him barakah and blessings throughout the year. But this spending has to be halal. Number two is that this Sunday, 29th of June, just for this Sunday, Salatul Asr, will be at 7:15, inshallah, 7:15.
الحمد لله الذي عظم الأشهر الحرم الأربعة ذا القعدة وذا الحجة ومحرم الحرام ورجب مضر وحرمها أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة تبلغنا إلى جنات الفردوس وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله شهادة تقربنا إلى خالق الخلق والأنام صلى الله تعالى على أفضل الأنبياء والبشر سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات أيها الإخوة الكرام عظم القرآن الكريم حرمة الأشهر الحرم كما نبهت السنة على ذلك قال تعالى إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم أي إنه تعالى جعل العام 12 شهرا وخص من هذه الشهور أربعة أشهر جعلها حراما فهذا هو شرع الله المستقيم قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم في الشهور كلها ثم خص من ذلك أربعة أشهر فجعلهن حراما وعظم حرماتهن وجعل الذنب فيهن أعظم والعمل الصالح والأجر أعظم وقال ابن كثير رحمه الله فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم أي في هذه الأشهر المحرمة لأنها آكد وأبلغ في الإثم من غيرها كما أن المعاصي في البلد الحرام تضاعف لقوله تعالى ومن يرد فيه بإلحاد بظلم نذقه من عذاب أليم وكذلك الشهر الحرام تغلظ فيه الآثام ولهذا تغلظ فيه الدية في مذهب إمام الشافعي رحمه الله وطائفة كبيرة من العلماء روى مسلم عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال في خطبة عرفة في حجة الوداع إن دماءكم وأموالكم عليكم حرام كحرمة يومكم هذا في شهركم هذا في بلدكم هذا فإذا كان الناس في عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد عرفوا حرمة البلد الحرام والشهر الحرام ويوم عرفة فقد أكد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على تلك الحرمة ونبههم إلى وجوب تعظيم حرمة الدماء والأموال كذلك وذلك لأن العرب كانوا يستحلون الدماء والأموال لأتفه الأسباب وأحرى بالمسلمين اليوم وقد عرفوا حرمة الدماء والأموال أن يعرفوا حرمة الأشهر الحرم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب بارك الله لنا ولكم وأستغفر الله من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وأزواجه وذريته وصحبه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي كرم الله تعالى وجهه وفاطمة رضي الله تعالى عنها sayyidatu nisa'i ahlil jannah wal hasan wal husain radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma sayyida shabab ahlil jannah wa hamzatu radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asadullahi wa asadu rasuli allahumma ighfir lil abbas wa waladihi maghfiratan zahiratan wa batinatan la tughadiru dhanba allah allah ay ittaqullah fi ashabi la tattakhiduhum gharadan min ba'di faman ahabbahum فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك بالحكمة والبصيرة والموعظة الحسنة اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتنا ببلد رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إني أسألك عيشة نقية وميتة سوية ومردا غير مخزي ولا فاضح اللهم أصلح لي ديني الذي هو عصمة أمري وأصلح لي دنياي الذي فيها معاشي وأصلح لي آخرتي التي فيها معادي واجعل الحياة زيادة لي في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لي من كل شر اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم الأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم أصلح أحوال أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا رد المسلمين إلى الدين ردا جميلا يا رب محمد انصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رب محمد انصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رب محمد انصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين المستضعفين في أنحاء العالم خصوصا في فلسطين وغزة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وقال تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Brothers are requested to straighten their rows. Please fill in all the gaps in front of you. Make sure that our mobile phones are at least put on silent mode. If there is no space, please use the floor upstairs.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والسماء بنيناها بأيد وإنا لموسعون والأرض فرشناها فنعم الماهدون ومن كل شيء خلقنا زوجين لعلكم تذكرون تعلمون ففروا إلى الله إني لكم منه نذير مبين ولا تجعلوا مع الله إلها آخر إني لكم منه نذير مبين كذلك ما أتى الذين من قبلهم من رسول إلا قالوا ساحر أو مجنون أتواصوا به بل هم قوم طاغون فتول عنهم فما أنت بملوم وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين فإن للذين ظلموا ذنوبا مثل ذنوب أصحابهم فلا يستعجلون فويل للذين كفروا من يومهم الذي يوعدون الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات وصلي اللهم على رسولك الكريم